Reason. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Questions still outweigh the answers regarding the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Republicans in Congress are calling for the affidavit that justified the search to be unsealed. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, discussing the importance of releasing the affidavit on CBS's Face the Nation.
This is very revealing because the court has already made a ruling that they believe, and remember, the court knows what's in the affidavit, that portions of the affidavit can be released to the public. What's important about this affidavit is it will give us the information to understand how did the FBI justify raiding Mar-a-Lago and spending 9 hours in the president's house.
The former president says that all of the documents taken by the FBI were declassified. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina will not have to testify in Georgia this week. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham won't be testifying before a special grand jury in Atlanta this week. After all, a federal appeals court has temporarily put on hold a lower court order that would have required testimony from Graham on Tuesday. The South Carolina Republican was subpoenaed to appear before the grand jury investigating efforts to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. Graham is challenging the subpoena.
At least 21 people were killed during an Islamic militant siege at a hotel in Somalia, which lasted for nearly 30 hours. Fox's Trey Yingst has the report.
With the continued threat of terrorism in Somalia, the United States routinely operates against al-Shabaab in the country. Earlier this month, the Americans carried out 3 separate drone strikes against the group, killing a reported 13 militants. Now, following that hotel attack in Somalia over the weekend, it's important to remember that al-Shabaab is now operating and attacking in neighboring Ethiopia.
America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. and South Korea started one of their largest joint military exercises Monday after a lengthy break, during which little headway was made with North Korea. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has the report.
The U.S. and South Korea kicking off their first full-fledged combined military training drills in 4 years. The Ulchi Freedom Shield exercise will run until September 1st, where allies will do live fire exercises, field maneuvers, civil contingency drills, and combined computer simulation-based command post training. The nations scaling back joint exercises in 2018. South Korea's defense ministry says the goal is to fundamentally strengthen the South Korea-U.S. combined defense posture by normalizing combined exercises that have been canceled, postponed, reduced, or adjusted for a considerable period of time. The drills come in the wake of growing missile and nuclear threats from North Korea.
9 arrests were made at the Kentucky State Fair Saturday night. Police said the suspects used noise-making devices to scare people into thinking there was gunfire. WDRB Fox Louisville's Dakota Sherrick was there with the report.
The Kentucky State Fair did say that they were made aware of a situation, and they said that the Kentucky State Police are helping them investigate and that they immediately went to work to make sure the area was secure and, just as a precaution, started doing a soft close of the fair.
Inflation now impacting the cost of raising a child.
According to analysis by the Brookings Institution, the cost of raising a child through the age of 17 has risen upward of $300,000. That's a 9% increase from previous estimates. The average cost of raising a child born in 2015 was just over $233,000. Brookings used data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2017 and updated it to account for the higher inflation rates the country is currently seeing.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.